wanted to work at a place where you can just fart all day and receive cheers and applause for doing so.
Totally.
Fart Talk Industries. Third best place to work for millennials 2020.
Now, here are some benefits working for Fart Talk Industries. Number one.
Working with comedians and always having a good laugh.
Hey, Lexi, how many, can't tell that one. It's about black people.
Fart Talk Industries. Forbes list for best creative marketing.
Number two.
We will rate your farts on a scale of 1 to 10 every week.
Every week?
Fart Talk Industries. Hottest chicks in the workplace. Voted by 40-year-old boys.
The number three reason to join Fart Talk Industries.
We have expanded into the cryptocurrency network.
That's right. You can now receive Brown Coin as part of your payment for any contract or just office work that you do for Fart Talk.
Well, I don't know about Rookie, but me personally, I've invested in Booty Loot. Booty Loot.
No, Brown Coin.
No, Booty Loot is totally like, have you not watched it on the market lately? It's like...
Brown Coin.
No, Booty Loot is where you want to invest all your money into. But we're not financial advisors, so...
Yeah, don't listen to my half-white friend. It's Brown Coin where the future is. The future is in brown.
Okay, well, first of all, Fart Talk Industries isn't a place where we have systematic racism, so I don't know if there's a problem with me being half white.
Yeah, I got a problem with you.
But
I'm not into white supremacy, so I think you've just been walking around the office just a little too white for my...
Is that why you're standing on a step-up box?
No, I'm standing on a step-up box so that we are at equal eye level. It's just more pleasing for the audience.
Anyways, I'm just saying, white people know the finance market, so...
Yeah, well, and if you have any investment for the future, Brown Coin. Okay, Wakanda forever. Fart Talk Industries, it's an amazing place to work.
Send your resumes in today to letstalkaboutfarts@gmail.com and be a part of the team.
Yo, it's Pick Up Lines with your boy Twan Murder. This one girl one time when I was out, she came up to me and she was like, Twan, get on my level, boy. And I was like, bitch, I'm a game genie. You know, it's Halloween. This is one for all you all trying to get laid October 31st. You know, you go up to that girl and be like, yo, I like your costume. You Michael Myers because you got a killer ass, yo. Yeah, what's up, girl? Yo, trying hollering at a girl, you know, working the gas station. Be like, yo, girl, you work at QT? Look like you can take two dudes at one time. Yeah.
Welcome to Fart Talk. With Ricky.
And Lex.
Yo. Who's in the house? Dana Wilson in the building.
Oh yeah. Sitting on a cloud of farts, waiting to serve you some ass.
Yeah, baby, just like old times.
Oh my god, it's so good to see you, Lex. You must not have been farting a lot lately because the wall behind you is very bare. I think you need to let a fart out and paint that wall brown or red.
Well, I can't see the light, but I turned on an orange light. I know it's bare because I'm moving, so I took down all of my stuff on my walls. It's all in boxes now.
Oh,
so. Yeah, but oh my god, so I actually I did a fart diary entry today. I haven't done one in a really long time because...
Oh, shit.
Oh my god. I don't want to ruin it, though, because I'm going to post it on the Patreon, but man, I had some farts today that were, like, really hurting my stomach.
Ooh, like the punching at the gut, stabbing kind of farts?
Not a punching, stabbing kind of a pain, but like a twisting... Someone's grabbing onto my intestines kind of a pain.
Was that Ricky or was that in the inner child, your inner child?
No, Ricky's a pain in my ass, not necessarily a pain in my intestines.
Oh. What about you, Ricky? Well, I do at least.
I love Ricky. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's funny because I've kind of just been playing, like, Ricky, kind of just been playing on this thing. Like, Ricky's an asshole, even though he's not. He's like the sweetest guy ever. But we're like rolling with the fact that Ricky's a diva, which, you know, I think he kind of is. Like, his comedy persona is definitely a diva.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see the different, you know, all the different subscribers, viewers, and all of our listeners, like, commenting on Ricky.
I love that. And I like, it's a nice change and a nice dynamic. And yeah, I love watching you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you on. You're welcome to come back anytime. People have been loving your mental health tips.
I need to re-listen to them and take some of my own advice, because hot damn, my mental health is it's not down the shitter. It's kind of around the corner next to the fudge. But
okay.
Yeah.
Grandma's fudge or?
Grandma's naughty fudge with nuts. Ooh. And trash.
Ooh, what kind of nuts?
Walnuts. So I've actually never had.
That is such a grandma nut, walnuts.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love eating walnuts with cheese because it doesn't make me fart, but it does make me less depressed for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's been going on in your fart world? Have you been gassy lately? You still eating bean burritos? Like, what's going on?
Sadly, I am still pretty much only eating fast food. Not as many. Oh, it's so bad. I can't believe I'm saying that like a year later. I haven't had as many bean burritos. I've had a lot of burgers and fries, and I pretty much go straight to the shit. I bypass fart road, skip through shart territory, and just go straight to pooping. And, though I have had a few I have had a few decent farts. They're post coffee farts, and so I guess those are pretty good, but I usually get them in the car, which it always feels dangerous when you're farting in a car.
yeah it does. That's how I was feeling today. Like, I was like, I think this might turn out to be shit, and thankfully, I got into a bathroom because it did turn out to be shit.
Was it now? Did anything happen during that car ride? Like, did you let any juices out or anything like that, or any poops?
There was like one airy fart that came okay. out, and then it was like, I'm gonna have to push really hard to get anything out. And if I'm pushing hard, there's a better chance that it's probably going to be poop. And and I've been having, like, I don't know how to describe it, but like I guess the best way to describe it is like sticky poop.
Oh, okay, like the kind you wrap around sushi.
That kind? No, like the kind where you have to just like wipe a lot. And you know, like, I used to be like more prepared with like having like wet wipes on hand. But I've been pretty regular, and since I work from home, like, you know, I'm usually, when I'm out, I don't have to poop because I poop first thing in the morning. Oh, that needed
to come out. I poop first thing right before I get to the front door. It's like my body knows, Dana, you are going to have a terrible accident right now if you don't unlock that door immediately. And I'm just fascinated by how consistent your poops and or farts are, because mine still, I'm in the same spot.
So have you had any crazy fart stories lately that you like to share?
Okay, so this is kind of fart related, if I can figure out how to add a fart into this. But, today I was at Starbucks, and this woman... I was in the parking lot just sitting there on my phone because, you know, sometimes you got to take a break from texting and driving. And I was sitting there, and it looked like a girl was sitting on top of a car hood with her legs out. And there were a few people around her filming her with their phone, and the car was moving slowly. And I was like, okay, this is obnoxious. This is just a bunch of kids filming a TikTok. And meanwhile, I'm sitting in the car trying to let out some ass rips and nothing's happening. And then the guy starts driving away with the woman on the car down the street. So my dumb ass thought, oh, I'm going to go help, which was good. I called 911 because I didn't know if he was the aggressor. I mean, obviously he was driving with her on his car, but I don't know. She had been sitting on his car for a while, so I'm not before he started driving. So I followed them while I was letting out some ass in my car while talking to 911. Hadn't brushed my teeth yet. Had the stankiest coffee breath that that poor 911 lady could probably smell through the phone. And I kind of, he was driving slowly with her on the car, but it was a major road. So I kind of stopped in front of him and blocked his car a few times, which was so dumb. But she finally got off and ran back to Starbucks and talked to the cops. He left off in a blur of farts and angry domestic interference gas or something. And then they're both okay as far as I know, but it was terrifying. And as soon as I got home, I took a big shit.
Ooh.
So
that's a great ending.
Yeah. I know it's not super fart related, but that's going to give me another shit today. After this show, I'm going to go leak out.
So she was like clearly not wanting to be on the car while he got on the road.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think it started off with her trying to stop him from leaving the Starbucks, which was very odd. Mm-hmm. But so there must have been something going on there. But and then he was yelling, hey, because I had my window open. She was yelling, help me. And he was yelling, get her off of my car. And I'm like, all I wanted to do today was let out a big beefer. But now I got to call 911 on you bozo. So I don't know. I hope they're both OK. And I hope someone farts on whoever the bad guy was.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, when was the last time that you expanded your flatulence vocabulary?
Ooh, a long time ago. I haven't read a book in years.
Well, I got a new fart phrase today, and I feel like this is fitting for your personality. Today's fart phrase is odor bubble.
This is an amazing one. Anytime I have a negative intrusive thought, that's what I like to call an odor bubble.
Yay! It's like you never left.
Oh man, that's what happens whenever a guy you don't want to be around comes into your room and talks your head off for 5 hours. An odor bubble.
I personally just like to get in the hot tub and, oh, you don't need to turn on the jets because I'm going to fill up this hot tub with some odor bubbles.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but I prefer to fart in water.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to agree with you because now what kind of water farts, like a pool or a shower? Like what kind of,
like being submerged in water. So like okay. A bathtub, a pool, a hot tub, the ocean, lake.
Cause then the pool just or even the lake. I don't know how lakes work. They just kind of disinfect your fart. Right. And then how do lakes work?
I don't think I can recall farting in the water and then it coming out smelling.
Now, what about in the shower? Cause, yeah, I mean, if you have a smelly lake or pool fart, that might mean you need to go to the ER immediately. But like a shower fart, do you ever get those?
Yeah, I get shower farts and I don't smell them in the shower either. I mean, like, okay.
Oh.
I feel like, yeah, water purifies the air because, like they say, don't drink rainwater because the rain absorbs the pollution, right?
Oh, I thought it was because you're not supposed to drink God's tears, but that makes perfect sense.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I personally would want to drink God's tears.
Me too. I maybe I'll do that today because it's kind of rainy today. okay, so you don't even smell your farts in the shower. So I honestly thought that was more common. That must mean that you have a sphincter of gold or diamond, perhaps, because my smelliest farts happen in the shower.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what it means, but like I will actually cover my nose or hold my breath because that's just not, while I'm purifying my body, I don't want to defecate. I don't know words, so that I don't know.
Well, you do know how to use the word odor bubble.
I love the sounds.
Yeah, I try to make sounds as much as possible.
Just not smells.
Yeah, if not smells. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a round of applause for that one. But yeah, I mean, like, I do have really smelly farts, and so I'm going to start paying attention more to when I fart in the shower.
Yeah, let me know how that goes, because I haven't done a huge study or anything, but I've talked to 3 or 4 people in my life who also get stinky farts in the shower, and they all say they smell like the same thing, death. And so maybe you just don't have anything like toxic. Maybe you've let out like your inner toxic feelings or trauma or emotions another healthy way. And so that's why the smell isn't coming out in the shower, because you already released it. So that's probably a good thing.
I don't know. I feel like I should probably like start actually like getting, like I should get like one of those fart journals that I've seen on Amazon. I've been wanting to make one, but I want to probably just buy one and actually start like actually journaling and keeping record.
Yeah.
Of my fart, so I can kind of like find out, you know, I definitely always have a fart in the morning. I don't always catch it because my brain's not in fart talk mode. It's just like, oh, like I had this fart the other morning that was like, it was like almost 10 seconds long and it was strong and steady and I knew it smelled and I just let it stay underneath the blanket.
Oh, that's kind of like a nice warm hug from a cookie.
Yeah. And then when I got out of bed, I just got out really quick. So if it stayed, I didn't smell it. I knew it was going to be bad and I didn't want to start off my day smelling a really bad fart.
Oh, now, I mean, if I could smell your morning fart, that I think that would help me with any form of ADHD or mental illness that I haven't addressed yet. I think one of your morning farts could be the cure.
Maybe you should talk to your therapist and see if they can prescribe you a week sleepover at my house, and then you can see if, you know, it improves.
I'm going to call them right now because they just prescribed me some daily dick and I have been taking full advantage.
Yeah. How's that? Is it helping?
It's helping my mind, my body and my soul, not necessarily my, though I have farted while fucking, or as in Sweden, we call that odor bobols.
Really? Oh, I see what you did there. I thought you were actually speaking French.
I thought I was, but I don't know. That could have been Spanish. It was a romance language, I think. I don't know. Latin.
Yeah. I do prefer sulfur crepes myself.
Ooh, sulfur crepes? Like the kind you get at Vegas buffets?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, that sounds really good. Also, speaking of that, why don't you tell me about your farts and fucking? Is that a thing in your life you're willing to share?
I've actually never done that before.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, surprisingly.
You haven't let out some ass while you're getting some coal?
No.
Oh wait, that would be the other way around.
No, I remember one time though, it was like years ago, I had like queefed, which is normal, you know.
Yeah.
During, and it was like right in the guy's face.
Oh god, I actually put that on one of my sexual vision board for my boyfriend. Because I'm inspired by your story of sitting sitting on face and tweeting up twat. I don't know. You know? Tweet up some twat.
Tweet up some twat.
Yeah. Where's Twan right now? He needs some tits and twats. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I was just with Twan yesterday and he was talking about having a strong chin for a woman to sit on.
Wait, does he have one? Oh man, like, you gotta have like a surfboard chin to handle handle that ass.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, depending on whose ass we're talking about, but
yeah. Well, I'm talking about yours. Because I think your ass, each of your butt cheeks could be considered an odor bubble.
I got two sets.
Yeah,
you a matching pair.
You have two sets, and I have just a sad bottle of a dollar store bubbles that don't work anymore as an ass.
She's like a bottle. You remember Mr. Bubble?
Yes. Oh my God. Whoa. Yeah. Mr. Bubble has a flat ass.
You should come out with your own Mr. Bubble and call it like Wisp Bubbles, and it being like a green bottle, and it's like,
ooh,
your cartoon with like a bubble butt and a bunch of green bubbles coming out of it.
That would be amazing. Like this green right here, or the Fart Talk green right
here.
Yeah,
like the Fart Talk green.
Yeah.
And then it'll be bath time bubbles that smell like your farts.
Oh, man. So they are going to smell like some sort of weird chili cheese sauce from a mountain town in Arizona where everyone has guns and orders Cracker Barrel. I'm excited for that.
Let us know in the comments if you would buy a bottle of Wisp Bubbles.
Woo! Yeah, stinky bubbles. You can cook with them, too.
Oh, really? What can you, what would you cook?
All sorts of pastas and soups and salads and breadsticks and anything on the Olive Garden menu, pretty much.
You know, Olive Garden's not as good as it used to be. I haven't been like recently, but I went a couple times last year, and both my cats are right here acting crazy. But the breadsticks are not what they used to be.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Is that because can you still get unlimited breadsticks? Or was that just like an, oh, okay.
Yeah, like they give them to you the whole time you're eating. The salad is still the same, tastes the same to me, but the breadsticks, I remember them kind of like being a little bit more buttery and like melting in your mouth more. And now they're just kind of more spongy. And I don't
know.
They're just like, you eat one and you're like, all right, I'm good. Like before, I remember I'd eat like three or four, you know?
Yeah. Damn. So are
like
they
now you have to dip them in a sauce for sure to enjoy it.
Oh, okay. So that was probably intentional. They probably have like some sort of fart sauce that has like microchips in it or something.
Well, the fart sauce for me is definitely the Alfredo sauce, because anything creamy makes me, I was trying to rhyme, but never mind.
Creamy makes me steamy.
Yeah, definitely makes me steamy.
Ooh, now Alfredo sauce, that if I have Alfredo sauce, I will shit myself by the time I reach the parking lot. So that is an at home meal.
Yeah. I mean, I've told you the story before, and I've told it on the show about when I was a sophomore and I went to like homecoming, and I had Alfredo on the date, and I had like the shits the rest of the evening. It was awful. Yeah.
Oh no, that's the worst.
Yeah. For some reason, you know, my mother makes a really good Alfredo sauce. It's so good. I don't know if I still have her recipe or not, but my mom just makes the best Alfredo sauce. And for whatever reason, whenever I eat hers, I don't have any issues. And I don't know if it's just because of like products. I don't know.
Like, is it pure milk? Like, what's in Alfredo sauce? Just milk and
it's like butter, milk,
okay,
flour, and then like some, you know, some spices like salt and pepper.
Okay. Oh, so it
that's not. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Parmesan. So and then you add like Parmesan cheese in there, or some sort of cheese.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shit fest right there. But oh man, it's so damn good.
Yeah, I mean, Alfredo sauce is essentially like a cheesy gravy if you think about it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, like a country style gravy with cheese. That's what Alfredo sauce is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
fuck, it sounds good right now.
I know. Now I want Alfredo. I'm actually going to make a... I'm going to make a vegetarian... I'm going to make some Impossible burgers after this.
Okay. I am intrigued by those. Tell me, like, what exactly are those made of? Do they make you fart more than more than a possible burger?
You know, I remember, like, the first few times I had them, I binged on them 1 week when I found out that Burger King made the Impossible Whopper. I tried it, and this is when I wasn't eating any meat, and it was so good. I was like, oh my God. And, like, and it's so convenient. So I had, like, 3 in 1 week.
Ooh.
And I was definitely, like, really, really gassy. And I think part of it had to do with the mayonnaise, which is not vegan, but whatever.
Okay.
But, you know, I really enjoy the Impossible Burgers, and you can buy them at the store now and make them yourself. Like Trader Joe's sells them in the freezer section. And my daughter loves burgers, so I'll buy them and make them. And it's just like, you don't feel, you know, like sometimes when you have a burger and you just feel kind of like gross after.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Like, especially when you get something that's really greasy and cheesy, like I just don't feel that way after I eat an Impossible Burger, even if I add cheese to it.
Well, that's awesome. I want to try one. I've been really curious about them, but you know, I'm so used to my daily burger at Burger King. I mean, you know,
well, they have the Impossible Whopper at Burger King. So just try that next time.
I'm going to try that one. No. What about fries? Are they impossible too? Or what are they? Because potatoes.
French fries?
Yeah. There's no meat and potatoes, yeah, right?
There's no meat and potatoes.
Ooh, damn.
I had water earlier.
You had some what?
Soda water. It makes me really burpy.
Ooh, I love that. I love drinking soda for that reason. It gives me the biggest burps. Those were good.
Thank you. You're welcome. So, I mean, how's therapy going?
I'm on a break from it right now, which was a bad, bad idea. I was doing group therapy for a while, and it was definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. But I was allowing the other people to annoy the shit out of me, and it's just, that's not something I'm gonna get over anytime soon. So I want to go back to individual therapy.
Mm.
Because I've heard there's something called EMDR where, like, I want to talk to them and see if, like, maybe they can try it out with farts, like, rather than like the eye movements or like the clicking, whatever, because, you know, tapping. Tapping.
Yeah.
I want to see if maybe I can get my therapist to fart on me, and then that might be able to heal my internal traumas from years ago.
Yeah, maybe she could fart and set the room with the aroma before you go through your tapping.
That would honestly, that could work, because I am comforted by nasty smells, and I think...
That explains why your car looks the way that it does.
Oh man, yeah. And I can't even smell it anymore because the smell is in my hair and on my body. But
yeah, it's like when you haven't been home in a while and you come home and you're like, does my house really smell like this?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it always smells like dog urine? Good to know.
Yeah. I'm curious with group therapy, the other people that were annoying you, were they annoying you because you felt like they're like, how are they annoying you? Were they just like complaining about like really insignificant things, or did their problems seem insignificant, or like what was it about them that was annoying you in the group therapy?
So it's nothing to do with their problems, because their problems are all honestly, like, they have it a lot harder than I do. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, you know, I mean, just their living situations and stuff like that. So
yeah,
they're struggling a lot more than I am, but it's, you know, I don't do well with people who have bad social skills. And I mean, obviously mine aren't in tip top shape, but, you know, like a few people we've discussed in our personal gossip sessions, like they're like that, you know, people who don't know when to stop talking, who make it about them. It's just, I just being around a lot of annoying people with good intentions is something I already deal with being a stand-up comedian anyway, but hot damn, you know, I don't want it in my therapy.
Yeah. And I know what you mean, because I'm always second guessing myself because I'm very passionate. And sometimes when I get in conversations where I'm excited, I'm like, oh, I'm probably like talking too much. Or the other thing, I try not to make things about me, but you know, when people are talking, like when someone's sharing a story, like you're automatically going to think about an experience that maybe you experience as well. And so yeah. You talk about your experience because it's relatable, but it's not always like appropriate. So I'm definitely self-conscious of those two things. So because I notice it in other people. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yes. That's exactly it. We're self-conscious of it, and then we see it in other people, and it seems like it's to the extreme. I mean, it is with a lot of people. And then it's like, yeah, that's exactly it. I get annoyed with them because they're doing the thing that I'm afraid that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then I just like, I have conversations with them in my head. I'm like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. What are you doing that, man? You dumb, you dick. Even though I'm sitting over here drinking like 5 energy drinks and because, you know, so the group therapy is good and I've benefited from it many times in the past, but I need to force my issues on one single person at a time.
I mean, I think that's good. It sounds like it's been very successful for you so far, if you're able to be that self-reflective to realize like, okay, like I've taken more than I could and a lot of good things from group therapy. Now I want to focus solely on me, because a lot of people go into group therapy first because they're afraid to do the one-on-one, you know. Yeah. Or they're intimidated that their issues are going to be thrown in the face. And I've had friends that have gone through like couples therapy and, you know, like they don't like that, you know, some people feel like it's 2-1 because the therapist is exposing your issues to you, and people don't like to see themselves like that. They're in denial. Yeah. You know? And so they're like, I want a new therapist, or, you know, they go to group therapy instead or whatever. So that's awesome that you're able to see that you're ready for the next step. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm ready to, work on my insides and figure out, I mean, I know why I'm addicted to everything under the sun and, you know, food and doing just, you know, and now I just need to learn ways to deal with that and maybe not do it. I'm articulate as fuck.
I think I've definitely seen, like, since you left the show and started doing therapy, like I've definitely seen a positive change in you, just in like your presence. Like whenever I see you at a comedy show, when I see you perform, like every time I see you perform, like you've always been great, but you get just better and better. Your confidence is through the roof.
Thank you.
I just actually watched Dana this past Saturday at a show that she opened, and she did so awesome. And it was so fun to like watch the audience like get to know you. And like, you know, in the beginning it's like chuckles because not everyone knows what your sense of humor is, so they're kind of like, all right, this is kind of weird, but I kind of like it. And then like by the end, you know, everyone's dying laughing. And I was watching the audience, and I watched some people, they didn't laugh until like, how many minutes did you do? 15?
I think I do, then it was maybe 5-7. It was a short one.
It seemed longer. But I remember the last 3 jokes, like, or maybe the last few minutes there, like I saw some people that weren't laughing the whole time, like dying laughing, you know, and it was really fun. And everyone cheered for you, and I was so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you were there for that. And I'm glad you noticed that, because I like when that happens. I like when the laughs are, when they're laughing but hesitant at first. It's like, okay, so they know there's something odd going on. And then, and then it keeps building, and they're like, okay, this is, I'm cool with this. I wouldn't approach her in a dark alley, but I'm cool with this.
Yeah. I feel like I sometimes get a similar response in comedy, but it's a little bit kind of like backwards for me. Like I'll start off strong, and then I might lose people on some jokes, or some people might not get some of my jokes because my jokes aren't necessarily written for everybody. Like I like, sometimes I like to throw in like these puns that I know only some people will get. But it always feels good when, you know, your closing joke is strong and everyone gives you equal applause at the end. It's like, okay, cool. Like I won the crowd, you know?
Yeah. And you're able to take that control back from the crowd. If, you know, the laughs are light, or if they, cause they're still finding things funny. They're just sitting there like this, like,
yeah,
not necessarily laughing out loud. Like I catch myself doing the shows. I'm like,
I'm like that a lot, especially when I'm really enjoying someone. I am like, what are they gonna say next? What are they gonna say next?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just be like in awe, and then after the joke is over, I'll like look at my friend and be like, like a delayed laugh.
I love that. Delayed laughs are awesome too. Like they're. Yeah, I love those.
You're like, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Oh my God, Dana, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here and see all the cool things you've been doing with Ricky. And I love the mental health tips. I felt so comfortable with you guys. Just, yeah, I really am excited about the fart world you've created and have continued since my departure from the fart. And I mean, I didn't depart from the fart. I mean, the fart's always, I'm always at that bus stop, but yeah, I'm excited to come back again if you'll have me and
more
farts with you. And I, after I leave this, I'm going to go straight to the shitter and have a conversation with it.
That's awesome. And okay, so I set up this new thing if you're interested in ever sending in some, but also, to all of our listeners and viewers out there, I found this really cool thing on Anchor, which is where I host the audio portion of the podcast. And I would love, Dana, I would love for you to come back and help rate some farts. So if you guys got farts that you want to share, you can actually send in your farts to anchor.fm/farttalk/message. You can also leave a voice message if you'd like. And I'm going to collect all of those. I have a couple that have been emailed in already, but I want to get like at least maybe 5 more and then have an episode where Dana comes back and she helps score your farts.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And if you send in your fart, I might use it in a sketch. You know, Ricky and I have been doing lots of sketches, but obviously we can't necessarily fart on command. So if you're proud of your farts and you want us to use it in a sketch, we'll use it in a sketch as well, and we'll rate your fart. So Dana, you want to come back for that?
I am in. I cannot wait to rate all your farts. I might be a little too complimentary, but, you know, I'll try to be fair.
Okay, awesome. So send in your farts, and if I get 5 more, I'm going to book Dana again to come back ASAP. And because I know you guys miss her and want to see more of her. So Dana, I'm so glad that you came.
Thank you so much. I love you. I love all the fart fans, friends of the fart. I love Ricky. You guys are awesome. And I can't wait to see you guys again.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.